Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 35, South India, Episode 3. Sir, you are that Lord Krishna himself. Nana Mata Graha Grastan Dakshinatya Janadvipan Kriparina Vimuchyaitan Gaurashchakre Savaishnavan. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted the inhabitants of South India. These people were as strong as elephants, but they were in the clutches of the crocodiles of various philosophies, such as the Buddhist, Jain, and Mayavad philosophies. But with his disc of mercy, Lord Chaitanya delivered all by converting them into Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya's tour of South India was certainly very extraordinary because Sri Krishna Chaitanya visited many thousands of places of pilgrimage while there. And on the plea of visiting all those holy places, Sri Krishna Chaitanya converted many thousands of residents and thus delivered them. Simply by touching the holy places, Sri Krishna Chaitanya made them into great places of pilgrimage. However, I cannot chronologically record all the places of pilgrimage visited by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for I can only summarize everything by saying that Lord Chaitanya visited all holy places, right and left, coming and going, because it is impossible for me to record all these places in chronological order. And so, I simply make a token gesture of recording them. As previously stated, all the residents of the villages visited by Lord Chaitanya became Vaishnavas and began to chant Hari and Krishna. In this way, in all the villages visited by Sri Krishna Chaitanya, everyone became Vaishnava, everyone became a devotee. In South India, there were many types of people. Some were philosophical speculators, and some were fruitive workers. But in any case, there were innumerable non-devotees. And by the influence of Lord Chaitanya, all these people abandoned their own opinions and became Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna. At that time, all the South Indian Vaishnavas were worshippers of Lord Ramachandra. Some were Tattvavadis and some were followers of Ramanuja Acharya. But after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all those different Vaishnavas became devotees of Krishna and began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Pahi Mam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Rakshamam. O my Lord Ramachandra, descendant of Maharaj Raghu, kindly protect me. O my Lord Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon, kindly protect me. While walking on the road, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant this Rama Raghava mantra, chanting in that way. Then, Sri Krishna Chaitanya arrived at the banks of the Gautami Ganga and took his bath there. Lord Chaitanya then went to Mallikarjuna Tirtha and saw the deity of Lord Shiva. There, Lord Chaitanya also induced all the people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, There also, Sri Krishna Chaitanya saw Lord Mahadev, Lord Shiva, the servant of Lord Rama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya then went to Ahovala Nrsingha. After seeing the Ahovala Nrsingha deity, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered many prayers unto the Lord. Sri Krishna Chaitanya then went to Siddhavata, where he saw the deity of Ramachandra, the Lord of Sita Devi. And after seeing the deity of Lord Ramachandra, the descendant of King Raghu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya offered his prayers and obeisances. Then a Brahmana invited Sri Krishna Chaitanya to take lunch. That Brahmana constantly chanted the holy name of Ramachandra. Indeed, but for chanting Lord Ramachandra's holy name, that Brahmana did not speak a word. That day, Lord Chaitanya remained there and accepted prasad at that Brahmana's house. And after bestowing mercy upon that Brahmana in this way, Sri Krishna Chaitanya proceeded ahead. At the holy place known as Skanda Kshetra, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Skanda. From there, Lord Chaitanya went to Trimata, where he saw the Vishnu deity, Trivikrama. After visiting the temple of Trivikrama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya returned to Siddhavata, where he again visited the house of that Brahmana, who was now constantly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. After finishing lunch there, Lord Chaitanya asked that Brahmana, "My dear friend, kindly tell me what your position is now. Formerly, you were constantly chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. So why are you now constantly chanting the holy name of Krishna?" "Oh, this is all due to your influence, my dear sir. For after seeing you, I have lost my lifelong practice. From my very childhood, I have been chanting the holy name of Lord Ramachandra. But upon seeing you, I chanted the holy name of Lord Krishna just one time. And since then, the holy name of Krishna has been tightly fixed upon my tongue. Indeed, since I have been chanting the holy name of Krishna, the holy name of Lord Ramachandra has gone far away. From my childhood, I have been practicing this chanting, and I also have been collecting the glories of the holy name from the revealed scriptures. Ramante yoginaha anante satyanande chid atmani iti rama padena sau parang brahma vidhiyate. The Supreme Absolute Truth is called Rama because transcendentalists take pleasure in that unlimited true pleasure of spiritual existence. Krishir bhuvachaka shabdho nascha nivritti vachaka tayor aikyam parang brahma krishna iti abhidhiyate. The word Krish is the attractive feature of the Lord's existence, and the word na means spiritual pleasure. So when the verb Krish is added to the affix na, it becomes Krishna, which indicates the absolute truth. Now, as far as the holy names of Rama and Krishna are concerned, they are on an equal level. But for further advancement, we receive some specific information from the revealed scriptures. Rama Rameti Rameti, Rame Rame Manorame, Sahasra Nama Bistulyang, Rama Nama Varanane. Lord Shiva once addressed his wife Durga as Varanana and explained, "I chant the holy name of Rama, 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 and thus enjoy this beautiful sound. This holy name of Ramachandra is equal to 1,000 holy names of Lord Vishnu. Sahasra namnam punyanam trir avritya tu yat phalam ekavritya tu krishnasya namaikam tat prayachati. The pious results derived from chanting 1,000 holy names of Vishnu 3 times can be attained by only one utterance of the holy name of Krishna. So according to this statement of the Shastras, the glories of the holy name of Krishna are unlimited. And still, I could not chant Krishna's holy name. So please hear the reason for this. My worshipable Lord has been Lord Ramachandra, and by chanting his holy name, I received happiness. And because I received such happiness, I chanted the holy name of Lord Ram day and night. But by your appearance, Lord Krishna's holy name also appeared. And at that time, the glories of Krishna's name awoke within my heart. Sir, you are that Lord Krishna himself. This is my conclusion. Then that Brahmana fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded January 17, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.